At the Capitol, the new Congress has been at it for 6 months. Periodically, I've been talking with two new senators, Democrat Mark Pryor of Arkansas and Republican John Sununu of New Hampshire. Pryor's father was a senator, too. Sununu's father was White House Chief of Staff and Governor of New Hampshire. I first spoke with the two young senators-elect, and then in January, as the 108th Congress convened. Mark Pryor says it's been busier than expected.
We have certainly had a full plate in the last 6 months. What's going on in Iraq and the war on terrorism, and then, of course, the economy. So it's been very eventful.
During the campaign, I think we talked about economic security and national security issues. Maybe it's a little unusual, but that really is what's dominated our time.
What are people back home talking about in Arkansas?
I'd say mostly what I hear is issues relating to the economy. And I'm going to put health care in that category as well, because more and more people just cannot afford their health care. And I hear a lot about sort of economic security issues, about, you know, the fact that we are losing manufacturing jobs in my state and I think around the country, and those jobs really are not being replaced.
Senator Sununu, you supported the president's tax cut package. Do you still believe tax cuts are the best way to stimulate the economy?
I think the elements of that package that tried to address the slowdown in business investment absolutely were the right thing. If you look at this recession, what's driven this recession, it hasn't been a slowdown in consumer spending or skyrocketing inflation, which we've seen in past recessions. It was a dramatic, sharp fall off in business activity and business investment. Business investment has begun to come back. It's on the increase again, slowly but surely.
Senator Pryor, you have an alternative to tax cuts for stimulating the economy?
I did not vote for the president's tax cut plan. This package was tax reform, but it was not going to be that stimulative to the economy in the short term. I think I probably would have liked to have seen a tax cut that was targeted toward job growth and job creation.
A war has been fought in your 6 months in the United States Senate. Do you feel that the reasons for going to war were right, and was Congress deceived about the purposes of going to war?
I don't believe Congress was deceived, because if you believe that, then you have to make the argument that the President of the United States and Tony Blair and all of the coalition partners, in gathering all the intelligence that they had, all made a concerted effort to somehow move the information and data in the same way to their own ends, and that's obviously not possible. Everyone understood that Saddam Hussein had invested in and worked on weapons of mass destruction programs, chemical, biological, the very beginnings of a nuclear program. And everyone understood that he had failed to comply, not with one or two, but with over a dozen different United Nations Security Council resolutions. The action that was taken was to eliminate the threat that he has posed and would continue to pose to our security interests, to the security interests of his neighbors, which he had, you know, invaded Kuwait, invaded Iran, and of course the potential that he would continue to work on technologies that would fall into the hands of terrorist organizations. And I think in the aftermath, the truth about the brutality of his regime has been made quite clear.
Senator Pryor, you asked Secretary Rumsfeld about these very matters.
Well, yeah, and I would not say that the Congress was deceived. In fact, I supported President Bush in the war effort, and I think there are some very genuine, very serious questions about our intelligence, and I think that's naturally within the Congress's purview to sit down and analyze how our intelligence agencies are doing and how we can improve things in the future, and I hope that the Senate and the House will engage in a very serious look at our intelligence gathering capabilities and how that intelligence is used. And it's a very difficult situation right now in Iraq. We're losing about one American soldier every day. We want to do the best job we can over there. Our soldiers are the best trained, best equipped in the world. But it's a very difficult situation.
Senator Sununu, you've got to be troubled about the security situation now in Iraq.
No question about it. Although I think it would be wrong to suggest that anyone thought there would be nothing but peace and harmony once the regime was toppled. there was always a great deal of uncertainty and an assumption that there would be some long-term security risks and that getting a representational government in place would not be an easy or simplistic task. What's disappointed me the most, or I shouldn't say disappointed, but surprised me the most, is the difficulty, the technical difficulty of establishing continuity in some of the infrastructure, electricity, drinkable water, sewage. And I think the biggest reason is because the degradation in those systems was so dramatic over time. Our technicians, whether coming in from USAID or from the Army Corps of Engineers, have found infrastructure in a far worse state than they imagined. And, of course, the effects of the guerrilla activity or sabotage has made their work more difficult. But it's important because until you have strong core infrastructure and civilian workers in place for schools or policing, you won't really be able to begin the process of rebuilding the economy.
What do you think of the handling of post-war Iraq, Senator Pryor?
Well, it is full of challenges. There's no question about that. And even though the U.S. has asked about 70 countries to help, I think there's only 10 that have made a firm commitment to help in post-war Iraq. We really need to redouble our efforts and try to get as many countries in there so that the region and the world and the people in Iraq do not perceive this as just a U.S. operation.
If your famous political fathers were to grade you on your first 6 months in the Senate, what kind of grade do you think you'd get?
You can't imagine how tough a question this is because my father was a university professor.
He's a hard
taught mechanical engineering. Yeah, and he was a very, very tough grader. I remember, you know, sitting at home watching him grade tests, just shaking his head, you know. And it was pretty rare that I saw a grade above C plus. If I had to guess, though, and I speak for Mark as well, our fathers would probably give us A pluses because they are the most biased possible sources, and they're relatively proud.
Bob, I think if I am a success up here, there will be no one who is more surprised than my parents. I think they're just happy I have a job, you know. But my folks, and I know John's as well, are very proud. You know, he's just glad I'm here and fighting the good fight.
Well, thank you, Senators.
Thank you, Bob.
Senator John Sununu, Republican of New Hampshire, and Senator Mark Pryor, Democrat from Arkansas.